is Clint.
Hi, Clint. My name is Anna. I represent a real estate investment firm called Fusion Growth Partners. This is not a sales call, by the way. We're not vendors and we're not brokers either, so I'm not looking to recruit you. I was doing a little research on Zillow and your name has come to my attention. It seems you're a very strong producing real estate agent. And the reason that I'm calling is to tell you that we are a real estate investment firm, as I mentioned, but instead of investing in real property, we actually invest significant resources, our resources, into an individual real estate agent's business. As far as we know, we are the only investment firm doing this, and we're actively looking for agents and brokers that have a high likelihood of being able to significantly grow their business for us to invest in them. So, as I was reviewing your production on Zillow, I noticed you produced around $11 million in the last rolling 12 months. Is that number accurate?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, I was wondering if you, Clint, are an agent who is absolutely committed to significant business growth. Does that describe your situation?
Yeah, but I don't really know. I don't know.
Okay.
It seems like a kind of weird phone call, to be honest with you.
I understand. Well, let me tell you a bit about us. We've been in business for over 5 years now, and during these 5 years, we already have invested to 900 individual city agents' businesses nationwide. They're all associated with hundreds of different brokers. Even some of them are brokers themselves and dozens of different brands. We are what's called a business incubator. Are you familiar with the term, business incubator?
No, but I could kind of guess what that means, but no, I'm not.
Okay, well, a business incubator is a term that originated out of Silicon Valley and typically refers to a large enterprise that has significant resources that invest in smaller businesses of their choosing to provide these resources to grow the smaller business to a much larger one. So we are a business incubator that specifically works with individual state agents. And when we find someone that we want to invest in, we build for them all of the systems and processes. We provide them a small army of trained professionals. We execute just about every system that has been proven to generate the best results. And we also cash flow this process. We invest a ton of our resources upfront at our expense directly into those individual real estate agents' businesses. And the kicker is, we get paid out on the future profits that we help create and manage. So, Clint, how big do you see your business growing in the next 4 to 5 years? Do you maybe have a projection on production or even units sold?
Well, my personal goals are to do at least 100 units a year individually. I'm trying to grow a team right now, but individually, I'm trying to do 100 units a year, and I'm trying to make at least 20 to 25 million in volume a year.
I understand. Well, Clint, we're not actually a fit to everyone that we talk to, and actually, we're not interested in most of the agents that we meet with. We are a good fit for those that show similar characteristics from the agents that we already have invested and already showed proven results. So maybe the first would be ambition. And this is why I asked you about ambition like 2 times until now, because this is crucial for our business to succeed, because we only receive our returns after we help you grow your business. So if you don't have the ambition to grow, it really wouldn't make any sense if we were willing to invest our time, our energy, and our money towards achieving significant results. You should be focused on the long game and be resilient because, this is a tough market and a competitive one. So you need to be resilient and believe in yourself. If you're totally 100% committed to providing a great service to your clients and also to provide a high a level of value to everyone. When we get these types of agents, we know that we could really accomplish some significant growth for them and for us. Would you say that you fit this profile?
Yeah, but what's the catch to all this?
Okay, well, let me tell you what happens when we find someone that might fit this profile. We set up a meeting for you to meet one of our top-level executives. It's going to be face-to-face on Zoom, and we would need you to log in using a computer with a camera. I believe you are familiar with Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay, then we need you to log in using a computer with a camera, as I said, so we can share our screen and show you our business plan. So we consider this a joint interview when you get to interview us while we are interviewing you. We'll have a short discussion about our business philosophies and methodologies because we want to see if we're aligned and see business in the same way. That takes about 15 minutes to figure this out. If we agree after those 15 minutes that we see things the same way, then we can go into a great deal of details. We show you our business plan and even show you how your business would look after our upfront investment, and that takes around 45 minutes. So it's around 1 hour at the end. And then, if you believe that it could make a dramatic difference in your business, and only if you are interested in what we share, then we can talk about the next steps. Does that structure of appointments work for you?
Yeah, what's the name of your company again?
Fusion Growth Partners. Would you have time to meet with our executives today, maybe later today?
Yeah, I have listing photos I have to go take at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So I might not be available, I would say, until, I don't know, 2:30, 3 o'clock
okay.
Eastern time.
Can we do then 3:30? Would that work better for you? For today.
You said that the whole thing takes how long?
15 minutes if we see that we are aligned and see things the same way. But like an hour at most, or 1 hour and 30, if we like how
yeah.
the...
Yeah, 3:30 is fine.
Okay. Clint, I really need to confirm that you're going to be able to attend so I can reserve that time, because I will have to negotiate, and maybe the executive will have to move things around to fit you. So you do confirm that you will attend the meeting, right?
Yeah, I just said 3:30 is fine.
Okay. As I mentioned, this meeting takes around 1 hour, but sometimes people get really engaged and they have a lot of questions, so they might need a bit more time. So because of this, I'm going to set 90 minutes from the executive's time aside for you, just in case you have more questions. But as I said, it usually takes around 1 hour. Again, if in the first 15 minutes we see we're not a fit, we can part as friends. If we are on the same page, we continue for another hour and 15 minutes. Does that seem fair to you?
Hold on, say that again, another hour and 15 minutes?
If we see that we are on the same page and we would like to continue the discussion after those first 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying after the hour, another hour and 15 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you have any further questions before I get off the phone?
How are you going to send me the Zoom link?
I have your email here as clint.thewtgroup.com. Is that a good email for you?
Yeah, clint@thewtgroup.com.
Okay. Is this email connected to your calendar? So the meeting will be loaded to your calendar, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So right after I send you the email and calendar, I'll send you a text in this number just for confirmation. I believe this is the best number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for these confirmations, and I hope you have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you at 3:30 today. Thank you.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye.